Two of Nashville's fiercest neighborhood fights now have something in common. Opponents of a gas pipeline compressor in Jolton and, separately, residents near a quarry in Old Hickory are both appealing to the Metro Health Department because of fears of air pollution. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
At this point, these two industrial projects have been through local, state, and federal challenges and criticisms from residents armed with yard signs and matching T-shirts. Now the focus turns to air pollution. And in a rare scene, about 150 gas compressor opponents swarmed Metro's health department last week to speak out. Among them, Jeff Richfield.
We're going to have clean air, definitely. And, you know, I've been in other locations and states where they've had problems like this, and it doesn't smell good at all.
The gas company has deflected quite a bit already, but the attorney for residents, Gary Davis, says Metro has a lot of discretion over air quality and must enforce the National Clean Air Act.
You don't want an industrial facility with toxic air pollution in the middle of a residential community.
He at least wants Metro to require that large compressor engines install technology that cleans their emissions. A decision could take several months. Meanwhile, the Old Hickory Quarry also needs approval because of the dust clouds it will create. On that front, opponents are also sending letters, but they admit the quarry will likely move forward. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.
The deadline to submit public comments on both the quarry and the compressor station come this week.